From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The White House says the resignation of the president's special advisor on green jobs, Van Jones, came because Jones had decided the agenda of the president is bigger than any one individual. Jones stepped down from his position with the White House Council on Environmental Quality amid rising calls for his resignation by Republicans who criticized his past statements and links to certain groups. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs.
The president and the CEQ accepted his resignation because Van Jones, as he says in his statement, understood that he was going to get in the way of the president and ultimately this country moving forward on something as important as creating jobs in a clean energy economy.
Gibbs was on ABC's This Week. Jones had previously issued apologies for a derogatory statement about Republicans and for signing a petition that suggested former President Bush might have knowingly allowed the September 11th attacks. Afghanistan's president is edging closer to the 50% mark in the vote count from that country's recent election. But officials have thrown out results from 447 polling stations because of fraud allegations. NPR's Saraya Sarhadi Nelson reports from Kabul.
Disqualifying results from less than 500 polling stations across the country is unlikely to appease angry candidates and voters who allege mass voting fraud, especially when comparing the number of disqualified stations to the nearly 19,000 polling stations whose votes the commissioners have declared valid. The latest results, representing ballots from 74% of polling stations, have Karzai inching ahead with 48.6% of the vote. His top rival, former Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah, has 30.7% of the votes. Karzai doesn't have enough votes to be declared the winner outright, and the race appears to be headed for a runoff next month. But a runoff cannot be scheduled until all ongoing fraud investigations are completed. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
President Obama speaks to Congress this week as lawmakers return from recess and grapple with the health care overhaul. Administration officials are not saying if Mr. Obama will insist on a government health insurance option for uninsured Americans, but political adviser David Axelrod says the president is not walking away from a public option.
He believes the public option is a good tool. Now, it shouldn't define the whole health care debate, however.
Axelrod was on NBC's Meet the Press. Inspectors have discovered some damage to the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge that could delay its reopening. Bob Hensley reports.
The bridge that connects San Francisco and Oakland was closed Thursday night for a planned seismic upgrade project. While inspecting the structure, which partially collapsed during an earthquake 20 years ago, a crack was found in a chain-like steel link that helped support a section of the bridge. So officials reason the crack materialized over the past 2 years. The structure was scheduled to reopen Tuesday morning following the holiday weekend, but now officials say they're not sure when the bridge would reopen. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
This is NPR News. The huge wildfire in the mountains north of Los Angeles is now 51% contained and is no longer a threat to homes in the region. Fire crews are building protective lines to keep the blaze from spreading eastward. France's President Nicolas Sarkozy is in Brazil, hoping to nail down a $4 billion defense contract, a contract that the United States is unlikely to win because of strict rules on technology transfer. Richard Reynolds has the story from Buenos Aires.
The contract is for fighter aircraft, but Brazil insisted that suppliers transfer manufacturing technology along with the planes. France is happy to provide the know-how to build advanced fighter jets, but tight U.S. controls would prevent Boeing from doing the same. The only other competitor, Sweden's Saab, has the same problem. Its jet uses many American-made parts and is bound by the same rules. The U.S. has already lost out on $4 billion in Brazilian defense contracts this year alone for the same reason. The U.S. administration is now reviewing the Cold War-era restrictions, which U.S. defense contractors have long said put them at a disadvantage. A final decision isn't expected for another month, but Brazil's government has made it clear that France is likely to win out. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Buenos Aires.
A choir singing in the Italian town of Viterbo, where Pope Benedict marked the 70th anniversary of the start of World War II today. The pontiff said memory of World War II should serve as a warning never to repeat the barbarity of the Holocaust. The Pope said religion must stand against violence, racism, and extremism and promote peace. The German-born Benedict was forced to serve in the Hitler Youth Corps and later in the army before deserting near the end of the war. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.